Hello everyone and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon and we are starting our People article for the month of August. I have two panelists in the studio with me today, Lois and Simon. Welcome.
Hi there, hey. Brandon.
And we have an interesting article because we're talking about really different things in this article, Lois. Of course, it is a People article, so we meet a person and we talk about him as an entrepreneur. And he's also overcoming a difficulty in his life, right?
Right.
So there's a lot.
There's a lot. It will hold your attention, listeners, without a shadow of a doubt. And I just really like this article, possibly because one thing, I like what he enjoys, and that's bicycling.
You like to ride a bicycle?
I do.
Okay. Where? Like just along the riverside?
You know what? Or? Anywhere I go, I like to ride a bicycle. So oftentimes I might not do it here in Taipei, but if I go on vacation or if I go home to visit family, I have a saying that you can never be in a bad mood when you're riding a bicycle.
Okay, what if it's during a typhoon?
Well, maybe then.
Okay, well, Simon is here with us today, and we have a lot to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, I really liked this article too, Brandon. It's an exciting story, basically about how a man is overcoming personal problems in order to become really quite successful with some very interesting projects. And so this article has it all, an interesting guy. It has an interesting project that he's working on, an interesting business, and an interesting backstory.
Well, the title is called Living with Asperger's. What is Asperger's, Simon?
Well, Asperger's is sort of a psychological issue that's been in the news a lot lately. It's basically a diagnosed disease or problem that people have, and it describes it later in the article as being sort of like autism. And so I guess you could think of it as a social autism. Basically, people have problems relating with other people socially because of this psychological condition.
That's right. And it can also involve repetitive behavior and even a limited set of interests. And so sometimes maybe someone with Asperger's, they're very smart, but, you know, they have problems with interaction with other people. And also maybe they are focused on one area, whereas other people may have various interests. And so we see with this particular person, his name is Storm Saunders. He is an entrepreneur, and so he's very good at what he does, and he has started a business. And actually, that word entrepreneur is one of our vocab words. Lois, could you tell us more about that?
Yes, and we hear this word a lot. In our vocabulary focus, it says someone who starts their own business, especially when this involves seeing a new opportunity. So we often hear, Brandon, a lot these days, I think you should become an entrepreneur and then you'll have work.
Yes, that's true, right? You'll start your own business and hopefully it will be successful or else you won't have work.
Exactly. That's what parents say a lot these days.
All right. Well, the deck here says entrepreneur with Asperger's takes unique path to an affordable electric bike. And of course, a unique path, it's a special path. It's not what's considered to be normal. And what is an electric bike, Simon?
Well, an electric bike is a bike that is partly powered by electricity, not entirely powered by your pedaling.
Okay.
And so, they're actually pretty common, Brandon. I think probably most of our listeners have come across electric bicycles. Mm-hmm. They're especially popular in the area where we live.
Okay. And we see a picture here on page 40, the Saunders electric bike or Saunders e-bike, and we notice it has really big, fat tires, right?
Yes.
And as I was doing some research on this bike, we see that you can use it in many different areas. If you're riding down the street or on the beach, it's okay, you can use this bike, and so you can use it for various terrains. Well, we're going to learn more about this entrepreneur, Storm Saunders, and his company, and also the fact we're going to learn how he's living with Asperger's as well. So let's open our magazines to page 40, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Living with Asperger's. Entrepreneur with Asperger's takes unique path to an affordable electric bike. Storm Saunders has a house in Malibu, a daily surfing routine, and one of the hottest crowdfunding campaigns on the internet. The veteran entrepreneur has raised more than $3.6 million to build an affordable electric bicycle. But while entertaining visitors in his oceanfront living room one recent day, Saunders stared at the sea and fidgeted nervously. "It's the Asperger's," he said. "I'm just really not comfortable talking about myself." Saunders was 38 when a therapist first identified his condition 3 years ago. "Growing up in Latvia," he said, "his parents recognized something strange and special about him before he turned 3.
Well, I like how this article starts off. We learn that Storm Saunders lives in Malibu, and he has a house there. And so that sounds like a nice life, doesn't it, Simon?
That's right. Malibu, of course, is in California, and it's right near the ocean. And we kind of get a hint of that later in the sentence where it says he has a daily surfing routine, which means every day he basically leaves his house and takes some time to go surfing.
A daily surfing routine, Lois.
Well, yeah, and I think actually some of the houses in Malibu are right on the beach. Many of us have either been there or seen pictures, and it's quite incredible.
Yes, and I would like to have a daily surfing routine maybe sometime in my life.
I am a lot like Storm Saunders in that I also have daily routines, especially commuting to work.
That's not as fun, Simon. We all have daily routines.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Well, we also learned that he is part of this crowdfunding campaign, or has this crowdfunding campaign. And what is crowdfunding? Well, it's simply something that involves the internet, usually, and people will go online and they will set up their campaigns and they will ask people to make donations to their cause, right? And so that's what Storm Saunders has done, and we'll learn more about that later, but we see that it's one of the hottest crowdfunding campaigns on the internet. That means it's doing well, right?
It sure does, and it's actually taken off, right? And we can't believe, here when I saw the amount, $3.6 million has been raised to build an affordable, we find out, electric bicycle.
That's right. So he has raised a lot of money in order to that's being invested into this project. And he's a veteran entrepreneur. He's been doing this a while, Simon.
That's right. He's started several companies by the sounds of it, or at least more than this one. He's done it before. And it's kind of interesting because already at this part in the article, you're starting to get into what a lot of people might see as a contradiction. You'll remember when we were talking about Asperger's, we talked about how often people with Asperger's have sort of social problems. And, of course, if any of our listeners know any entrepreneurs, you know that entrepreneurs tend to be very, very social people who are really good at connecting people. And that's an important skill for entrepreneurs because they need a way to get money.
So this is encouraging. In some cases, maybe you don't have to be so good with connecting with other people. Maybe he has other people who could do the connecting, and he does the other work, right? And so we can be encouraged by this.
Right, and when we think of crowdfunding on the internet, we don't think of face-to-face. So this sort of thing set up, obviously, he probably even... If he's so entrepreneurial, and it seems like he's an inventive guy, probably setting up his own web page or has a lot of input into it. And this would make it easier for somebody with Asperger's to do that instead of the old-fashioned way of meeting people personally.
All right. Thanks, Lois. Well, as we move on to our next paragraph, we see that Storm Saunders has been entertaining visitors in his oceanfront living room. I want to stop there. That's nice that he has an oceanfront living room. Just imagine being there in your living room.
He's living on the beach,
man. Yes. So he can just walk right out and surf and can enjoy the view as well. But here we see that he had other people there, and he was staring at the sea, and he was fidgeting nervously. Fidgeting, Simon, what does that mean?
Well, fidgeting means you're having a hard time not moving. I guess basically the idea is you're constantly making little movements, maybe with your hands, kind of tapping on things or kind of wiggling around. Usually when we say fidgeting, We're sort of suggesting that you're annoying other people with your movements.
Yes, I think of a student sitting in his or her desk, and they're fidgeting, they're moving around when they're supposed to be working on something, and the teacher may say, hey, stop moving around, stop fidgeting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or, you know, when I had very young children, and they would move around too much in church, I would say, stop fidgeting, everybody's looking at you.
That's right. And he, of course, is doing this because he's nervous because of the Asperger's. And he is nervous sometimes when he's around other people.
That's right.
So it causes him to fidget. And he says that it's the Asperger's. Mm. I'm just really not comfortable talking about myself. Well, a lot of people aren't comfortable talking about themselves, but that doesn't mean they have Asperger's. But in this case, it is a result of the fact that he has Asperger's.
That's right. And again, this is sort of that contradiction we're getting in this article. It's a person who we would expect to not be doing things like having visitors in their living room and maybe even doing an interview. But this person is managing to overcome this nervousness, these challenges, to do these things that we don't normally associate people with Asperger's as doing.
And other people, if you're an introvert, for example, maybe you don't like to be around people all the time. But that doesn't necessarily make you act in this way. It doesn't make you necessarily fidget or something. It just makes you feel uncomfortable. So there's a big difference.
Well, and I was thinking, I like how Storm, that's his first name, I like how honest he is. He is right, like, upfront about it right away. And mm-hmm. to me, I think in this case, that would maybe help him relax a bit.
Yes. Well, when did he find out that he actually had Asperger's? What do we see next?
Well, it seems quite recently. It said he was 38 when a therapist identified this sort of situation. And I suppose that does seem very late. You'd think normally if you were having social problems, that would be identified much, much earlier. But I think it's important to remember that Asperger's hasn't been a thing that people have been talking about or aware of until relatively recently, right?
Yes, that's correct. Well, we learned that Saunders did not grow up in California. He lives there now. He actually grew up in Latvia, which is in North Central Europe, right by Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is from Europe and, of course, later moved to California.
Latvia used to be considered Eastern Europe, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we also learn about his parents and their thoughts, right?
Yes, we do. It says that his parents recognized something strange but also special about him before he turned 3. So most parents are very observant of their children when they're infants, babies, and toddlers. And I'm not surprised that they discovered something.
So they picked up on something, but they did not know what it was. And we will find out later about how Storm shares with them about his condition. Well, let's find out more about Storm Saunders in our next reading for today.
The eccentricity expressed itself in isolation and creativity. Saunders had difficulty going to school and playing with other children. With drawing, he became obsessed with woodworking, finished high school at 14, and went to art school as a sculptor. By his early 20s, he was living in Chicago, building wooden models for toys, for Mattel, Fisher-Price, and even McDonald's Happy Meals. Soon he was running his own toy company, wholesaling radio-controlled cars, planes and helicopters to retail partners.
Okay, so next we talk about eccentricity, which is a good word to know, and it's talking about someone's behavior, right, Lois?
Right, and the root word is eccentric. Mm-hmm. So you might have an uncle that you say is eccentric, or maybe a grandmother that is. So what we're kind of saying here is they seem a little different. Some people might say they seem a little off because they do things different, or their interests are different, or you go to your Auntie Martha's house and she can't stop collecting the most colorful coffee mugs you've ever seen,
yeah.
But it's got to a point that she's actually decorating her complete house with them.
Right, so it's kind of strange or unusual behavior. And so this behavior expressed itself in isolation and creativity. Isolation meaning that you like to spend time alone. But also creativity. So that's good. It's good to be creative.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. They mentioned that Storm was basically very special, and I think that's an important thing to remember. Often people who are teachers who work with students who have Asperger's will notice that their students have these sort of incredible abilities to focus on specific topics or things they find interesting. And they'll really just learn like everything there is to learn about sort of that specific topic that they're really interested in.
Which in his case would be woodworking, as we learn later on.
That's right. He was obsessed with woodworking, it says, which means he thought about it all the time.
That's right. But he had challenges while he was at school. We see that he had difficulty going to school and playing with other children. Of course, that's consistent with the definition of Asperger's.
But do you notice, Brandon, what age he finishes high school?
Yes.
I wish I finished high school at that age.
I think that falls in line with what Simon was saying because he was very focused.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So he had difficulty socially, but maybe not academically.
Right. Okay, yeah. Very good point. So he finished high school at the age of 14, and then he went to art school as a sculptor, and he is very creative, and so that enabled him to be able to make things. Right.
Mm.
Okay, and then by his early 20s, where was he living?
He was living in Chicago, so, you know, that's a big city to navigate, and he's obviously living away from home, and we find out also, Brandon, he's living in this city, Chicago, and he's also building wooden models, so that's his obsession, wood, once again, for toys for really well-known companies.
That's right, and they're listed here, Mattel, Fisher-Price, McDonald's, Happy Meals, and so he was making lots of toys for these various companies, and that is impressive that he was able to do that. And soon, he was actually running his own toy company, so he was very successful in this area. And then we have this word wholesaling. What does that involve, Simon?
Well, it basically means you're selling things in large numbers. So you wouldn't go into a wholesaler and try to buy just one of something. You would go in and try to buy 10,000 of them. And so basically, if he's running a wholesaling toy business, he's selling toys to toy stores mm-hmm. or chains of supermarkets so that they can buy really a lot of each toy.
So it's very different from retail. Like a retail store, you may go in and buy mm-hmm. one thing of something, but you go to like a wholesale store and you buy a pack of something. Maybe you're buying, I don't know, toothpaste, but it comes in a group of five versus just one. You know, you're buying lots of something.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. My father used to work for a wholesaling company for a long time, and it also meant that maybe it was an expensive shipment they had to purchase from the manufacturers, but because they could divide it up among several stores, they were like the middle person,
mm-hmm.
the wholesaling company, and then it means that your store can have it and it becomes more affordable.
Okay, great. Well, he was actually, we see here that his company offered radio-controlled cars, planes, and helicopters to retail partners. And so, very interesting that he was, good at this, and he became very successful. But that's not really what he's doing now. That's not at all what he's doing now. He's, of course, started another company, and so we're going to eventually get back to that and learn more about his success there as well. But we also know that success doesn't always bring us happiness. Let's learn about that in our last reading for today.
Success didn't bring happiness. The business success did not bring him happiness. I was miserable, he said. I had a lot of anxiety being around people. I couldn't make eye contact. I always felt like I just didn't belong. A girlfriend finally insisted that he seek help after a series of tantrums. It took the therapist less than 30 minutes to make the diagnosis. Saunders had seen other therapists. He had taken antidepressants. No one had ever mentioned Asperger's syndrome. But longtime friends were not entirely surprised at the assessment. "He was always very driven, like a freight train," said Todd Hannon, who has known and worked with Saunders for more than 20 years. "There was some odd behavior. He'd just suddenly walk out of a room. He'd blurt things out."
Okay, well, many times we think if you're successful in business, if you're making a lot of money, then you will be happy. But that's not always the case, is it, Lois?
No, it isn't, because he talks about his business success, and obviously success, he has a successful business. But it didn't bring him happiness. "I was miserable," he said. "I had a lot of anxiety being around people. I couldn't make eye contact, and I always felt like I just didn't belong."
Okay, because of his Asperger's, he was not happy in life.
Exactly, and he didn't know how. I would consider this situation, his Asperger's, especially if it hadn't been diagnosed yet, which it hadn't, he hadn't been trained to cope with life.
Okay. And oftentimes, other people, they are very successful in life, but they are not happy. And so I think that's a good point to bring up and to talk about, that just because you're successful, that's not everything in life. Right, Simon?
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting, too, that basically we're talking now in this section about what was happening 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like Lois said, he hadn't been diagnosed. People didn't know about Asperger's at the time. And I guess when we were talking in the first section of the article, talking about that section, we talked about things like how crowdfunding might make being an entrepreneur easier for someone with Asperger's. Because instead of having to do everything face-to-face, you can sort of do it online and rely on the internet to help you out with those things. That wouldn't have been true 20 years ago when he was trying to run this wholesaling business. Mm-hmm. So he would have had to do a lot of business meetings himself and sort of personal interaction, which obviously he struggled with.
Right. Very good point. So with today's technology, it helps people like Storm Saunders.
And you know what's interesting, Brandon, when you say it didn't bring happiness, you talked about it, the article talks about it. I would also think, which can apply to everyone, people who don't have Asperger's as well, he probably wasn't living a balanced life at all either.
Mm.
So if everything, all your energy, all your focus is just going to one thing, after a time, you might feel, wow, I'm missing out on something.
That's right.
What am I missing out on?
That's a great point. Well, he was miserable. He was very unhappy, and he had lots of anxiety. And then finally, his girlfriend insisted that he seek help. And this was after a series of tantrums. Now, when I think of a tantrum, I think of a kid throwing a tantrum. They're very angry. They're very unhappy. Lois, you have kids?
Yes.
Do they ever throw tantrums?
Well, I'm not going to mention either one of their names, but yes, I think they both did.
Okay.
And, you know, often we think of little kids with tantrums. They actually usually do get down on the ground or the floor, and they bang away because they're so angry, and they don't know how to deal with it. Or I actually think they're more frustrated, and that might have been his case. He was just so frustrated, and sometimes we can misinterpret that and say it's anger, and it's actually not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean that he was necessarily down on the floor, like beating the ground,
right?
But he was very upset. So how long did it take the therapist, Simon, to actually diagnose Mr. Saunders?
Well, it didn't take very long at all. It tells us here that it took less than 30 minutes to make the diagnosis. The diagnosis, of course, means decide what the problem is. And so apparently it was very clear that Mr. Saunders had Asperger's.
Right. And so, as Simon said, a diagnosis is where the doctor finds out what's wrong with the patient. But a prognosis, you may be familiar with that term as well, is when a doctor tells a patient how an illness or disease will develop. And so that means that the disease has already been diagnosed, but they want to tell you more information about that illness and how it will develop and so forth. And so those are two good words to know. Well, as we move on, we see that Saunders had seen other therapists, and he had taken antidepressants. Mm-hmm.
definition for antidepressants is in our specialized terms. I want to read that to you because I don't want to give you the wrong definition, because this is a pretty important word. It says a drug used to treat mood disorders such as depression. And it's not alarming for anybody to be on this. In fact, all kinds of the population are on antidepressants.
Okay. Thank you, Lois. Well, it says no one had ever mentioned Asperger's syndrome. And so it wasn't until, you know, in his late 30s until he found out about this, or mid to late 30s. Now, he had taken antidepressants, and then we move on. It says, but longtime friends were not entirely surprised at the assessment. They knew that there was something different, something unusual, and that word assessment, Simon.
Well, that basically tells us in our vocabulary focus that it's an act of judging or deciding on something. And so basically here what we're talking about is friends weren't surprised with the decision that the therapist had made about what the problem was.
Okay. Well, as we move to the top of the next page, on page 41, he was always very driven, like a freight train. If you're driven, sometimes that's used in a good way, Lois. What does it mean, though?
Yeah, I often think driven isn't used in a good way. I think ambition or ambitious is. But driven, in this case, we see that the definition says describing someone who is so determined to achieve something or be successful that all of their behavior is directed towards this aim. Often a driven person, or if you ever have a driven boss, they're impossible either to live with, a person that's a friend or a partner or whatever, or they are really difficult to work for.
Okay, so they're almost too focused on a particular issue, right? And so he was always very driven. And this comes from Todd Hannon, who has actually known and worked with Saunders for many years. And then Todd goes on to say there was some odd behavior. And he talks about how Storm would just blurt things out. And so maybe he would say things at inappropriate times or something like that. And so I think that has to do with that. He didn't have the ability there to interact with people in the way that most people would. And so that most people would see this to be strange behavior.
Okay. I think he wouldn't like discussions. He wouldn't want to take part. When we see this, he would suddenly walk out of a room, we realize that he doesn't want to discuss something.
Okay. All right. Well, we have much more to talk about, but we are actually out of time today. We hope you will come back tomorrow for day 2 of our People article. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.